This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
While you're taking a break from sports, KSON is putting you on the road to Stagecoach 8 times every weekday, thanks to your San Diego County Toyota dealers and Cox Communications. Ready for 3 days of live country music in the desert? Sign up now at KSON.com.
You're listening to San Diego's home for football. It's Football Friday, presented by Hooters on 97.3 The Fan.
Better Woods, Friday morning. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. It's wet out there. Careful driving on your way to work. Do not get into an accident or anything like that. Or if you do, make sure your radio still works so you can keep listening to us while you wait for the tow truck. But mostly just get safely to work would be the best solution for all of us. I got the whole crew here this morning. Woodsy, I'm Ben Hammer, and of course, executive producer Paul Reindel, who is he's a five-tool producer. We found that out earlier this week after his performance evaluation with our boss, the program director.
Yes.
Adam. And yeah, he does a lot of things very well with
him. He does.
He's a solid producer. We're about to get to his new segment called The Reindel Report. Today is interesting. Now, today is a, as usual, Paul has booked us some good guests. We have Coach Steve Fisher going to join us to talk some Aztecs basketball, the undefeated Aztecs, trying to go 19-0. The legendary coach has been sitting there watching his protege, Brian Dutcher, turn himself into a National Coach of the Year candidate. Got Kawhi Leonard, one of his former star players, coming back to have his jersey retired in a couple of weeks here at Viejas Arena. We also have Cody Decker at 8:35, who is now a Radio.com host and a former baseball player. Lots of interesting takes, I'm sure, on the Astros cheating scandal. All of our guests are in the same hour. It's kind of an unbalanced show.
Yeah, it's very unbalanced.
We have, like, all the guests at the end.
It's like bang, bang, bang.
And then we've just got us for the first couple of hours. So, Paul, I guess that just happens sometimes where we get a little unbalanced.
Yeah, it does happen. You know, that is one of the challenges of morning radio on the West Coast when you want your local relevant guest to your city. Kind of rude to ask them, hey, what are you doing at 6 a.m.? Can you join us?
So, and you set your alarm to join us.
Yeah, it is the challenges of doing mornings. There's no doubt.
We do reach out to our East Coast friends every now and again and get those 6:30, 7 o'clock, even 7:30 guests. 7:30 is about the earliest I'd ever ask for anybody on the West Coast.
Yeah, no, it's fair. It's a fair point.
So until then, we're just going to have to...
it's not like we have a shortage of content, though.
Get by with the three or four of us in here this morning. And we'll start by checking out what's going on the Reindel Report.
You're listening to The Reindel Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right. How are we doing, guys?
Good.
So yesterday was pure insanity in baseball. It was unlike anything I've seen, at least in a very, very long time. Woodsy, I think you phrased it perfectly. Baseball Armageddon. Yes. Everyone is beginning to point fingers. They're accusing other players of all kinds of different stuff, whether it's wearing a buzzer, guys like Mike Trout taking HGH. I mean, it's just burning to the ground. But one Twitter account in particular has been making more waves than most, and that would be, quote, Carlos Beltran's niece, who, according to Beltran's family, is not related to any of them.
Yeah.
The account could be a fraud, but you got to give it credit because it was accurate when it said Uncle Carlos or Tio Carlos will be stepping down as Mets manager.
Yes.
What, 2-3 days before it actually happened?
It was the day before, and then it was deleted pretty quickly. We talked about it yesterday.
It felt like, though, that was a coin flip, whether that was going to happen or not
exactly.
This week.
Exactly.
I mean, anyone in America could have thrown that out and taking a pretty educated guess as to what was coming. So,
well, yesterday they were the ones that I think the first ones that I saw that tweeted about Altuve wearing the buzzer under his jersey. So Gary Sheffield Jr. says that that's a Major League Baseball player's burner account.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that theory floated as
well.
I
mean, what in the hell is happening? Do you think that really is a player?
Nothing would surprise me anymore. Literally nothing. I mean, the fact that all of this stuff was going on for so long, and really none of us would have a clue. We're not in it, you know, but nothing would surprise me, Paulie. I have seen it linked back to a guy in New York that's pretty famous. Goes by the name of something Bob. And this guy, it's almost been verified that it's him. Kind of a known troll, kind of a known S stirrer, but also a guy with pretty accurate information. All right, so a lot of times where there's smoke, there's fire, and then all the evidence starts coming out. Granted, circumstantial at best, but it does lend some credence to it.
There's no doubt that there are a lot of Major League Baseball players who believe that this cheating scandal went even further, you know, to the use of wearing devices. That it's clear, you could tell. Tommy Pham, new Padre, was retweeting a picture. You see, everyone was retweeting the pictures of jerseys that had suspicious little bulges and lumps everywhere. And then you realize, well, yeah, every jersey kind of has something like that. Plus, it's so easy to Photoshop. I didn't know what to believe yesterday. Major League Baseball did come out and say there was no evidence. They looked into it and said there was no evidence the Astros used wearable devices to aid in their sign-stealing scheme.
Which I don't buy that investigation or lack thereof one bit.
But the report was pretty thorough. I mean, it wasn't like they held back, it seemed like, on the Astros.
But it stopped essentially in 2017. That was the problem with the report. Ben, I have a in my DM right now, a major league ball player confirming the suspicions, at least within the game, of the wearable
buzzers. As I said,
it's
clear that there's a lot of Major League Baseball players who definitely believe this was going on.
Which is
do
why,
they know for sure? I don't know. I don't know. Because, first of all, if this existed, why were they doing the trash cans?
Well, it's so easy to explain. The trash cans are very loud. And they saw Danny Farquhar realize he could hear that. Everyone could hear that. So that was in 2017. They panicked. Remember the panic? Remember A.J. Hinch throwing monitors away and the cover-up? So you're telling me, and I have audio for you later that will blow you away, you're telling me that they just stopped altogether and they didn't come up with an even better, quieter way? Because the camera has never moved. The algorithm never changed. They could still get the pitches. What changed was the method of delivery. So that's why I'm like, 100%, the buzzer makes total sense. We're going to talk a lot about it. There's a lot of evidence pointing that way.
All right. It is Friday, guys, but the week wouldn't be complete without yet another update on Odell Beckham Jr. and his time with the LSU Tigers this week. This time, the New Orleans Police Department has issued a warrant for OBJ's arrest after video surfaced of him in the LSU locker room walking up and slapping a security guard on the ass. The security guard was trying to get the LSU players to put out their victory cigars in the locker room when OBJ spanked him. Louisiana defines simple battery as battery committed without the consent of the victim, and punishment can include a fine of no more than $1,000 and imprisonment for no more than 6 months or both. Personally, didn't seem like that big of a deal to me. It seems a little petty that now he's got a warrant for his arrest issued, but regardless, what a week of headaches for the Browns. Like, if you're the Browns front office, you're like, this whole week, like, good God, guy, what are you doing?
He's a clown. He's a giant clown.
I mean, the LSU athletic department's done their best to try to stay ahead of it.
Paulie, I watched a speech with Coach O congratulating his team after winning the national championship. And who pipes up in the speech? OBJ. Yeah, this is what you guys did. This is what you guys did. And Coach O's like, yeah.
You know what he feels like to me?
He feels like Drake with the Raptors. He's freaking Drake. He's Drake.
Even though he is an athlete and he's an alum and all of that.
Dude, he's the guy. It's the guy that likes hanging around the high school parking lot after he's graduated. Beat it, man.
Wearing his Letterman jacket.
Beat it.
Can we focus in on the victory cigar part of this story? Because we haven't talked about that at all this week. You saw the picture of Joe Burrow lighting up the victory cigar at the Superdome after the game.
Yes.
And I saw that story that, you know, the officer that was there was kind of threatening, hey, you know, we're going to arrest you or something. This is against state law in Louisiana. You cannot smoke in a public place indoors, the Superdome. You're violating. You can't do that. A lot of people were, of course, going, they just won the national championship. It's a victory cigar. It's not the end of the world.
Right.
Let's look the other way on something like this. And while I understand that argument, I always go back to the guy whose job it is. Like, hey, my boss has told me it's my job to make sure the rules are followed here, and that includes no smoking. So, you know, if he goes back and says, yeah, I just let him light it up. Hey, they just won the national championship.
Yeah, you're fired.
And his boss goes, well, you're fired. You didn't do your job. I can't get mad at a guy for trying to do his job and keep his job based on what the laws and the rules are at the Superdome. So everyone who is going, oh, man, lay off these guys. They just won. Why do you have to be such a jerk at the end of the game? I just don't think that way. I think everyone's entitled to protect their own livelihood and their job. If they're a security guard, if they're an officer, whatever it is, lay off the guy, OBJ included.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised one bit. You can't slap a cop's ass and expect not to get in trouble. Like, if I would.
Security guard, not a cop.
I thought he was a cop.
Everything I read said security
guard. See, I thought he was a freaking
cop. I heard cop, too.
I heard cop.
That's what I originally heard, and then like, every
not
article.
Not a flashlight cop, a real cop. Like, I thought that dude was a police
then
officer.
Then again, you know, OBJ comes up and, you know, slaps my butt. I'm probably thinking, oh, that's cool. OBJ slapped my butt. But maybe not this guy. What?
Save that.
Celebrity.
Just save it. Thank you. Go ahead.
I think we can all agree that it's fun, I think, when sports teams and businesses have some flavor and some personality on Twitter, but I believe it can also be super annoying when it's clear that they're trying a little too hard. Does that sound fair?
Yes.
Well, Walmart certainly tried too hard yesterday, and it did not go well for them. Someone tweeted out that Walmart is selling Pillsbury cinnamon rolls with a pink strawberry and cream icing.
They look delicious,
sounds
by the
amazing.
Way. They looked effing delicious.
It looks so good. Somebody else replied under that with a GIF of a car, like, flying across all four lanes of traffic.
Yeah, to get there.
To get there,
yep.
Right? Funny. Well, Walmart then decides that they want to respond to that GIF with, quote, Hey, Paul Walker, click it or ticket. And,
Paul Walker died in a fiery auto crash.
Oh, that's right. He was in the Fast and Furious movies,
very
right?
Handsome guy. Very, very handsome guy.
I mean, pretty poor taste. People sure
hey
let them
Paul
know.
Walker. Click it or ticket. Good God. That's a giant, obviously, giant, giant corporation.
Like, hey, Mario Andretti.
Yeah.
Andretti, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. He's alive.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't say, hey, Dale Earnhardt. Click it or ticket, buddy. Right?
Walmart did end up deleting the tweet, and they apologized for the insensitive mark, but guys, let's be better.
It's funny. That's a multi, like, billion, maybe even trillion dollar corporation.
Yes.
That probably has, I don't know, I mean, I'm going to say 100,000 plus employees. There's probably one guy somewhere in their social media department who made a bad decision that then reflects poorly on like a $1 trillion business.
Yeah, Craig. Oh, they're like, hey, Craig, I'm going to lunch. You got Twitter.
He's right. Not having a good Friday right now. Let's just say that.
Yeah, it's not a feel good Friday.
I can tell you, his boss's 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 boss.
Yes,
heard about this one, and it's coming down the chain,
Mr. Walmart.
Down to poor Craig in Walmart's social media today.
Ugh. Man, that is crazy. Crazy.
You're listening to the Rondo Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we got the update. Yesterday, Carlos Beltran becomes the latest to get hit in the Astros sign-stealing scandal. Is this it, though? Woods, is there any more fallout? I want to ask you when we come back if you think we're done with the punishments or if more is going to continue to come out. We'll get to that coming up next. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Let's get a check of traffic on this rainy Friday. See what's going on out there with Kelly Danick.
The Fan is your home for all football action. It's Football Friday, presented by Hooters on 97.3 The Fan.
I was way low on my estimate of Walmart employees. I had to look that up after Paul Reindl's Reindl report about the social media gaffe at Walmart. I guess like 100,000 employees? Uh-uh. If Walmart were a city, and just their employees, like, all lived in the same place, it'd be larger than San Diego. They have 2.2 million employees
Good
worldwide.
God.
One
wow.
of them sent out a bad tweet yesterday. Yikes. It's Ben and Woods here, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Question for you, Woods.
Yes, shoot.
Carlos Beltran fired yesterday.
Yep.
That means a full A full 10% of Major League managers have been fired due to the Astros cheating scandal.
Bananas.
In the last week.
Bananas.
When you put it that way, it definitely seems really significant. 10%.
It's
gone.
A joke.
Yeah, not so funny anymore. The joke, you know?
It's a joke.
The smug, arrogant, catch us if you can attitude of the Houston Astros costing a lot of people their careers.
Right. Yeah, there's no obvious guy out there now that you'd say, oh, he's the next to go. Do you think we are now done with firing season?
You know, it's funny.
When it comes to this scandal.
I think we're done with managers being fired, right? I think that's done. The three managers that needed to be canned got canned. And, you know, look, it's that old adage of play dumb games, win dumb prizes. And they all played dumb games and they won a dumb prize. And I do think that that's probably it manager-wise. Player-wise, I was pretty much sure we were in the clear until yesterday happened. And then yesterday happened, Ben, and now I'm not so sure anymore. Because what has happened is not just funny accounts on Twitter. It's not just media people like me and every other media person. It is players. Active players in Major League Baseball that saw this. They're fed up. They've heard about it. They've known about it. And they have come out and they said, I'm not doing this. Now, here was my thought. When I saw the report yesterday from Joel Sherman that said, hey, guys, it's cool. When we did the banging thing, when we did the investigation of the banging thing, we asked him about the electronic thing and we didn't find anything, right? Fine. You also have an expiring CBA. That's a collective bargaining agreement. Major League Baseball's CBA is going to expire within the next couple of years with the players and baseball, the owners. If you're telling me that Rob Manfred wanted to go in and kick the hornet's nest of the players 2 years before an expiring CBA, I tell you, you're wrong. I am 100%, and I don't think this is real tinfoil hat stuff, okay? Hey, if we can just chop these guys' heads off right here and leave it, maybe it will die down, okay? Maybe then it's over, and we can negotiate our new CBA, and everybody's happy. He's not going to want to piss off the players, but guess what, Ben? The players are pissed off. The pitchers are really
pissed
off.
And I think that's why I think there's more coming.
I do too.
Now, it might not be with the Astros.
Right.
It could be with other teams. Maybe not just the Red Sox. There could be even more teams involved. And here's why I'm almost certain in the next weeks, months, you'll find out about other teams that were cheating. We've reached the tipping point where now that all these Astros guys are getting punished and their reputations are getting tarnished.
Guess what happens?
Other people are going to go, okay, well, if we're going down, you're all going down.
100%.
And the code of silence has been broken. The cone of silence has been lifted. You already saw it yesterday. We're going to have some audio. You said Ryan Buchter, former Padre, former major leaguer, other guys who are out there just starting to say what they know. Once everyone starts talking about what they know that's going on, that's supposed to be behind closed doors, that was supposed to never get out, well, some of that is going to rise to the level of, holy cow, this is another major scandal. We're going to have to start issuing more punishments, more suspensions, more guys will get fired. It's almost inevitable at this point because they have opened a can of worms, and the worms are going to be crawling around for a while.
Well, and again, man, I ask you this. If you are Justin Verlander, Alex Bregman. Now, by the way, so it all came out yesterday that potentially Jose Altuve was wearing maybe a little buzzer. Okay, he was mentioned and Bregman was mentioned. Then video starts to surface. Jose Altuve hits the homer off of Chapman. This is last season. Okay, this is 6 months ago. Hits the bomb, sitting slider, by the way, on a guy that throws 103. Sit slider, wins a game, series over. He hits home plate. He beelines into the dugout. As he's running to home plate, he's looking at his teammates, wagging his finger, saying, and he holds the top of his jersey, and he goes, no, 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 don't rip my jersey off. There's one video that looks like he says, I'm wearing a piece. I don't know that that's true. That's what I saw. That's what a lot of people are saying. He runs in. He's waving, no, 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 don't do it. Don't do it. So you're going to the World Series. What do? Do you stay on the field and celebrate, do an interview? No. You haul ass into the dugout. There's video of it. He rips his jersey off. He does whatever he needs to do. Then he comes back out. Ken Rosenthal asked him, do we have that audio?
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why?
What's that?
Did you ask your teammates not to tear your shirt? Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
Very shy. There's like 1,000 pictures of him celebrating with his shirt off, by the way. But I saw that one, and that one was the one to me. And they were just now, Maddie V, Ron Darling, they're talking to somebody about it, and I could see the quotes pop up. They said, he was not being funny. There was a look in his eye of like, no, guys, not now. Do not do this right here, okay? And again, there's video of him running into the dugout.
Ixnay on the ripping ring.
It's so... Now, again, if that's in court, it doesn't hold up. It just doesn't. What it does is it casts that pall of suspicion over Jose Altuve. And I rarely sum things up well. I thought I did yesterday, and I did earlier with you, Ben, when I said, why is it so far-fetched to believe that a team came up with that system, which we all know they did, and we know for a fact they were banging on cans to give signs? Why is it so hard to believe that they would come up with a quieter way to deliver signs?
It's a joke.
Right?
It's actually harder to believe that they wouldn't have come up with it sooner.
Correct.
That it took that long, and the trash can banging, which seems so obvious in hindsight, that there had to be a better way. If you're going the technology route, at that point, well, you might as well go full technology.
There's no doubt.
Because there's way better ways to deliver information nowadays than banging on a trash can.
And it's so funny, man, when you go back and think about all the things you saw that didn't make sense, you know, maybe 6 months ago, a year ago, Trevor Bauer being one of them. He's like the guy's like friggin' Rosa Parks, man, for this thing. He is like, I'm going to stand here and wear it. And you know, everybody else be damned. I'm going to wear this for baseball. He said he was going to a poker game. He goes, hey, guys, Trevor Bauer, heading out to my poker game, but it's fine. I've got my lucky Mickey Mouse Band-Aid, and he's got it right on his chest. And he goes, that way, maybe I'll know what everybody's going to play. All right, see you guys later. We all saw that. They're like, oh, well, he's smoking marijuana cigarettes. What the hell is he talking about? This is 6 months ago. So it all starts to make sense, Benny. These things, when it happens with one guy, that he tells his buddy on another team, they tell their buddy, and the next thing you know, and you're really telling me that that baseball teams that spend $300 million on players, they can't come up with a cheap, wearable buzzer that signals. They did it in the movie Casino. We saw that. The guy's clicking on his leg. I mean, it's not far-fetched at all.
One thing that you can't fake. You can debate what was under jerseys. You know, he said, she said. Numbers do tell a story as well.
Yes.
And the home road splits for the Astros, even in the playoffs, especially in 2017, they went 8-1 at home in the playoffs. I mean, even this year, if you are one of those people who think this never ended, this continued all the way through this year's playoffs. As I mentioned, Tommy Pham tweeted it out earlier. His Tampa Bay Rays divisional series played the Astros. Guess what? Astros won the series 3-2. Remember which 3 games they won? All the home games.
Correct.
They lost the 2 games that were in Tampa Bay when they didn't have access to the cameras. It is very incriminating evidence. By the way, the only game they lost in the 2017 playoffs at home was against the Dodgers in the World Series. Alex Wood was pitching for the Dodgers that day, and they were so paranoid. Wood was so paranoid about the sign stealing, they changed signals every 8 pitches.
Correct.
With Austin Barnes, the catcher that day. He ended up only giving up 1 run, thanks to the what would seem like ridiculously, you know, over paranoid measures that he took. And all it was the one time the Astros lost at home in the playoffs in 2017.
Do you guys remember why the rule changed about mound visits? Gary Sanchez from the New York Yankees running out because they were so paranoid and they knew the Astros were up to something in the playoffs years ago. They changed the rule because Gary was going out there going, what do you want to throw here? Because I don't know what do you want to do? How do you want to do this? They were so paranoid about it because, well, everybody knew they were doing it.
I'm going to keep this conversation rolling. I really want to hear this audio. I haven't heard it yet. Former Padre relief pitcher, Ryan Buchter. You probably remember if you're a Padres fan. He's on the team, what, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
Has played alongside some of these guys, including Mike Fiers, who was the one who first came out and exposed what was going on after he left the Houston Astros. He appeared with the Howard Stern wrap-up show guys.
Yes.
On Sirius XM Radio. Woodsy is going to take us through some of this audio. I haven't heard it yet. I'm very fascinated, and we're going to get to that coming up next. Then we'll take a look at some of the football playoff stuff this weekend for sure on a Football Friday. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Didn't catch the game? We've got you covered. It's Football Friday, presented by Hooters on 97.3 The Fan.
All guests on Ben and Woods appear on the SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit SDCCU.com. Woods is about to take us through what he calls some explosive audio.
Indeed.
But we'll judge for ourselves.
All right, you do that.
Here, after we get a check of traffic, it's raining out there. Be careful. On 97.3 The Fan with Kelly Danick. Check out the all-new radio.com rewind feature on our app. It allows you to pause or rewind live radio or go back 24 hours. Listen to all of our live local talk shows. Download the radio.com app today. If you miss a favorite segment like Real or Fake, which is coming up in about 12 minutes, we're going to be giving away more tickets to the Farmers Insurance Open. You can do that as well. It's the radio.com app. All right, Woods, the floor is yours. I know you're such a big fan of Howard Stern. I didn't know you listened to the post-game show as
well. Yeah, I listened about as much as I can. The wrap-up show yesterday was fascinating because Ryan Buchter, former Padre pitcher, was with the Oakland A's, I believe, the last stop. And he's now kind of looking for a team. He's a free agent, so this is interesting. I wonder how this will affect him. But he did go on the record with Gary Delabate, Baba Booey, and John Hine on the wrap-up show. So credit to SiriusXM and the Howard Stern wrap-up show here for this brilliant, brilliant audio. And John Hine had called Mike Fiers a rat. Okay, he was one of those guys that had fallen in the Mike Fiers is a rat trap. And here is Ryan Buchter, teammate of Mike Fiers, telling everyone why he's not, in fact, a rat.
Explain to you why I don't feel that he's a rat.
Please.
And hopefully, you know, a lot of people can understand this and know that Mike Fiers isn't a rat. He's one of four people to come up and say something. But the problem is this isn't an isolated incident. It's not 2017 that we're talking about. That's when they won. And that's not when it started. There's video all the way back to 2014 of them doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still going on today. As of, you know, this
Boom.
Year,
Boom.
It was still going on. We would go into Houston. We would have multiple sets of signs. And by the third inning, and every sign, it wasn't like a whole team has our signs. Everybody has individualized signs. By the third inning, they had our signs. They had our. We would change the signs in between innings. They had our signs. They would watch it. There was a rumor that they had a NASA scientist that created a program, because they are from Houston down there.
Yeah.
He created a program that could decipher what sign we were using in less than three pitches.
It
didn't matter what sequence that we used, they got it.
Okay, so very, very adept at stealing signs, Ryan Buchter says. And pretty much everybody knew that when you pitched there, the paranoia level was through the roof. And it didn't matter what they did. Their program figured out the sequence of signs.
Now, he did say,
bananas.
You know, it was the rumor about a NASA scientist. When a story like this happens and other teams start feeling like, all right, our signs are being stolen, there is a phenomenon where that team is now so in your head.
Oh, yeah.
That you're now imagining, you know, ghosts behind every corner,
but there's
every lurking in the shadows. Then, everything's going on,
but there's infallible proof that it wasn't just a rumor.
No, it was going on.
Right?
We don't. I mean, but they may be exaggerating it by 10 times what was going on. They might not have had every single sign. You know, maybe it felt that way to the pitcher. I'm sure every pitcher who gives up a home run wants to believe, oh, he knew what was coming. He knew exactly what pitch was coming.
Well, I'm going to defer to the guys that were in it and there. And we're like, this is bananas. And again, this isn't just a Ryan Buchter thing. So could he hear the trash cans when he was pitching against the Astros?
It never happened when I was out there. I didn't get to pitch in Houston that much. At the time, you know, last 2 years, they only had one or two lefties. And unfortunately, Alvarez took me deep in Oakland, so I didn't get a chance to face him too much. But we were on the mound, and we heard whistles, we heard bangs, we heard a lot of things going on, and we tried to do our best to, you know, combat what was going on. And we called MLB about it multiple times. We called MLB multiple times. And this is why Mike Fiers isn't a rat. And this is why Mike Fiers shouldn't be labeled as a rat, is we literally had called MLB multiple times about this. We had video footage. We had information on them. And nothing was done. The Yankees called them out. Nothing was done. The Red Sox had called them out. Nothing was done. The White Sox, who were a terrible team in 2017, called them out, and nothing was done. So what would it take for us to go into Houston and play on a level playing field?
So the other question, Ben, which is that's just staggering information. All those teams knew it. They called. Major League Baseball did nothing. They did nothing, and that falls on Rob Manfred and all of those in charge at Major League Baseball. So then the age-old question of, well, fine, why did Mike Fiers wait 2 years to rat?
Something had to be done. Somebody had to step up. Now, Mike is the only one that had the big enough balls to put his name involved. And I'm, you know, not nothing against those other guys, but Mike's taking a lot of heat.
Yeah.
But Mike also, and knowing Mike and playing with him, and I had a good conversation with Mike, and not to expose like our personal, you know, guidelines, but, you know, I asked him, I said, hey, you know, when you're nobody, everybody's talking about how you're a rat and how you're, you know, throwing everybody under the bus. Everybody in baseball loves you because now we get to beat the Astros and play on a level playing field. But you are going to suffer consequences possibly too. And he said, the first thing I told MLB in my interview was that I will give up my ring, I will give the money back, and I will take whatever suspension that anybody else on that team gets.
Wow. 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 It begs a question. You know, if Mike Fiers is a rat for waiting, then what is AJ Hinch? They all ratted at the end of the day.
It's a joke.
They all ratted at the end of the day. They all said, yeah, well, these guys were doing it, and I tried to stop it. Is he not a rat? And he makes the point, if you're in it, it's really hard, and I understand. But Mike Fiers saying, hey, listen, if you suspend Astros players, suspend me too. Here's my ring. Here's my share. Suck it is what I have to say. I mean, really, what do you say to that? How do you combat that?
That's pretty impressive that if that's the case, that he went and said, hey, you know, take my ring, take my share, my playoff share, my World Series share, because it's the right thing to do. Yeah, that is, that's integrity. That's now, yeah, he didn't do it back when he was playing for the Astros.
Neither did AJ Hinch when he was the manager of the Astros, and, or Alex Cora, or Carlos
Beltran.
Would
you have, if you were playing for the Astros
at that time?
It's,
F no.
I don't know anyone that could. As much integrity, I feel like I've got a lot of integrity. You're on a team with a bunch of guys, and they're all doing it. What do you just say? I got to put a stop to this. I'm going public.
I mean,
I don't know if anyone would have that level of courage actually. You know, end it by going public and basically become
ride or die.
But which is why, though, you asked the question earlier in the week, well, what could AJ Hinch have done? I told you. Guys, got a memo from Major League Baseball. Everybody's on to us. You all saw Farquhar today on the mound. It stops, and it stops now. It's done. It's over. That's taking care of it in-house. That is saying, hey, you guys can think all you want. We're not banging anything. We're not whistling. But they continue to do it. And again, it all goes back to Ben.
Do we know that he didn't do that? And Carlos Beltran or someone said it. Oh, it doesn't end.
Screw you.
You're in too deep. This does not end now. We are continuing with this. Go ahead. If you want it to end, go public. Go and make an announcement when you meet with the media today. Say, hey, you know what? I have to make an admission. Our guys have been cheating for the last 3 years and they won't stop. So I'm going to call them out right now on it. I mean, do we know that didn't happen? We don't. That's the thing. We don't know.
I mean, we kind of do. We kind of know that didn't happen because of the smugness of the Astros. Right here, the last clip, Paulie.
If you look at AJ Hinch's postseason after they beat the Yankees.
Oh, that press conference?
Yeah, he smiled and said, I wish we practiced this. We would be better at it if we did.
Well, that's
the problem. And I think that's where, and I'm speaking for myself, not Mike, but if I saw that interview, and I'm sitting at home in October, and we lost to the Astros, and I'm sitting at home. I'm pissed off that he's smiling like that and doing that.
I'm telling you, man.
It's a joke.
I'm telling you.
It made me laugh.
That's what did it. That's what did it. Bregman, Altuve, Correa, Springer, AJ Hinch, that is what did it. Period. You'll never convince me otherwise.
And it's, I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. That rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. The other choice is going to, I plead the fifth. All right, hey, are you, hey, there's reports out that you guys are cheating. I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. Well, it's not going to go over that well either.
It's a joke.
As I said at the time, I think AJ Hinch was in an incredibly difficult position.
Do not make him out to be a sympathetic figure because he does not deserve sympathy. He doesn't. None of those cats.
That doesn't mean that he wasn't in the wrong, and that doesn't mean that he didn't deserve to get fired and suspended. He did, absolutely.
You know the other thing that's just fascinating about all this, and we've belabored this point, but just go to your Twitter search box and just type Justin Verlander. And it's not just me. It's the entire universe saying, where you at, man? Where you at? You know, there's an article that was written about him in 2 years ago. Justin Verlander wants Major League Baseball to crack down on sign stealing. That's an actual article with quotes from Justin Verlander. Justin Verlander, the domestic violence police. Justin Verlander, the PED police. Justin Verlander, the Lord of Baseball. Justin Verlander, the sign stealing police. Where are you at, man? Where's Bregman? Where are all these mouthy, mouthy guys? I would have so much more respect for them if they walked in and goes, guys, we did it. We did all of it. And we're sorry. We'll take whatever punishment we get. We love the game. We screwed up. That's it. That's all you got to do. I said, we screwed up. I'm sorry. You didn't murder anybody. You didn't kill anybody. You didn't beat anybody up. You screwed with the integrity of the game, but it's not a life or death situation.
Now, Woodsy, these cameras were available to all teams, correct? Because they all had the replay review room in their stadiums.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They all had the center field camera that was part of their in-house video system.
I don't know that all of them have a center field
camera. It was
allowed,
though, by Major League Baseball to have that camera. It was authorized. I read this that they could use that camera for training purposes, to like go back and look at swings, look at things like that. So there was no violation for putting the camera in there. Do you think that other teams had similar systems?
Yeah, I do.
Or may have up until now had similar systems in place?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I think in the interview as well, he mentioned, you know, the teams that he mentions. He mentions the Brewers in 2013, 2014. He mentions the Brewers. He said he wasn't sure about the Red Sox. He'd heard rumors. He mentions the Brewers. And I want to say he even mentions the White Sox. It's clear that one team was really, really good at doing this, and that's the Houston Astros. If you're going to be the best cheater, they were far and away better at it than anybody else, by far. But yeah, Ben, you'd be naive to think that the Yankees we know the Yankees and Red Sox got, they spurred this with their back and forth video room Apple Watch thing. And that's when the memo came out, and that's when the Astros just said, hey, you know, memo be damned, we're going to do this and we're going to do it better and we're not stopping. And they never stopped.
I think almost undoubtedly, though, we'll find out about other teams. Now that it's being talked about, now that players like Ryan Buchter are breaking their silence, others will follow suit, and we will find out about other clubs. And whatever team you're a fan of, a lot of Padres fans were listening to, I know, cross my fingers that, you know, our team wasn't involved.
Well, and, you know, our boy Eric just texted me. He said, crazy how everyone knew it, including Major League Baseball, and it was never really addressed until this Mike Fiers stuff. And you heard Buchter say it, someone needed to step up. And he did it. And that it sucks. I mean, it's he's going to have not an easy path. But when we look back on it, I think he should be lauded as a hero.
Woodsy, we got a lot still to get to in the show. Maybe we'll have some time for some phone calls on this. If you do want to play some real or fake, though, speaking of phone calls, better start dialing right now, 833-288-0973. People are getting clever and they're trying to dial in early now. Now is the time, 833-288-0973, if you want to go head-to-head against Woods. Still to come, Coach Steve Fisher is going to join us at the start of our 8 o'clock hour to talk about the undefeated Aztecs and what he's seen now. Third season of retirement for Coach Fisher, but I'm sure he is proud as punch of Brian Dutcher and what he is doing and how much success this team is having. Cody Decker is going to be with us at 8:35 to talk more about this scandal from a player's perspective, former player's perspective.
You know what I want to ask him?
Yeah.
I want to ask him, because, dude, Cody is one of the first ones to tell us about the quote-unquote algorithm. I want to know if he really believes that, that they could have, you know, facilitated a Band-Aid type situation on their chest that delivered them signs. I'm really interested to get his take. And if anybody would know, it'd be him.
So we've got all that coming up still to go. But right now, let's get to it. Let's play a little real or fake.
Some are here for the compelling sports talk with Ben and Woods. You can go plow through another donut. It's time for Real or Fake on 97.3 The Fan. Tell the people what they'll win today.
We got a pair of tickets to head out next week to the Farmers Insurance Open. Jim Rome going to be broadcasting live from Torrey Pines next week. Keep it locked into 97.3 The Fan. Five rounds, real or fake, head-to-head. All you have to do is beat or tie Woods to get the prize. Peter in Vista is our contestant this morning. Peter, welcome to Ben or Woods.
Thanks, no,
it's Ben and Woods. Real or fake.
Did you say Ben or Woods?
Ben or Woods.
Paul. Here we go.
Peter, do not cheat. We will know. Do not cheat at this game. The consequences will be very severe. All right, here we go. Today's category, gentlemen. Earlier this week, we did the podcast on Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
We did.
Spent a lot of time at the mall. Word came down yesterday that Macy's closing its store at Horton Plaza, which will then redevelop, no longer used as a shopping mall. I remember begging my parents to take me down to Horton Plaza when it first opened in 1985. Times are changing. Stores at the mall are disappearing. Today on Real or Fake, I will name a store commonly found in American malls. You have to tell me if it is a real chain that still exists or a fake that has gone out of business for good.
I love it.
You understand?
I do.
All right, Woods, first up, real or fake? Sam Goody. Real or fake? Does it still exist or is it gone?
It's fake.
Sam Goody.
Still around?
No, it's gone. You're right. Fake.
Fake.
It was correct, yeah.
Fake is gone.
Yeah, fake is gone.
Got
you said that. You get it
you
right.
You always confuse me.
No, sorry. All right, it is gone.
Sam Goody's
gone.
That
was one of the reasons to go to the mall.
I miss it so much.
Go through all the cassettes.
Yes.
Records, everything like that.
Peter? These kids will never know.
Round one for you. Sbarro, the pizza place at the mall. Real or fake? Does it still exist, Peter?
It's real.
Yes, there's still Sbarros around.
Michael Scott's favorite New York pizza joint from The Office. One of the best scenes ever.
Round two, Woodsy. Lens Crafters, real or fake?
Ooh, I think Lens Crafters is still around.
It is. Yeah. Very good. All right, 2 points, Woods. Peter, round two. Crown Books, real or fake, Peter? Still around?
Fake.
He's gone. No more Crown Book stores. All right, round three. We're perfect so far. I love this. Woodsy, KB Toys, real or fake?
It's gone.
Toy stores. Online has killed the toy store
business.
Go on. All right, Peter, round three for you. Kenny Rogers Roasters, real or fake? Peter, is it still there?
Want to say real.
It's gone.
Is it? I never had it. I always wanted to.
Seinfeld episode about
brilliant.
Kenny Rogers
Did they
Roasters.
Have them here?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, they had them here. I think there was one at Horton Plaza way back in the day.
Any good?
I don't think so.
Oh, all right. Well, they loved it in Seinfeld.
Round four, Woodsy. Let's try Mervyn's, real or fake? Still here or gone?
I think it's gone.
Mervyn's is gone. Remember the open lady.
I think I would cry when my dad wanted to take me shopping at Mervyn's.
Peter, real or fake mall store? Let's try Auntie Anne's Pretzels. Real or fake, Peter?
That's real.
Yeah, you can still get a pretzel at Auntie Anne's at the mall. All right, Woodsy. Let's go real or fake. Hot dog on a stick, Woods. Real or fake?
Real.
Still there.
Get over in Mission Valley, Fashion Valley Mall.
And Peter, last round for you. Spencer Gifts, real or fake? Still around?
That's real.
It is real. Four is a great score, Peter. Woods swept the round with five.
Just give it to
Peter,
him.
Peter, do you want to go to the Farmers Insurance Open?
Just give it to him.
I sure do.
I think four
Dude,
is a
you
great
go four
score.
For four,
you know what?
You should win.
Four out of five is great. Peter, congratulations. We're going to give you the tickets. Four out of five is a good enough score.
Damn good score.
Woodsy just knows his mall.
Yeah.
Woodsy knows his mall really, really well.
Pretty sad, actually.
And that is real or fake for a Friday.
That was Real or Fake with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Quick, what store did you spend the most time in at the mall?
The record store.
The record store. Which one was yours?
Far.
The Warehouse,
Warehouse
Sam Goody.
Music. We had Blockbuster Music. We had Virgin. We had them all, and I loved them so much. I still love going to the record store.
It's harder to find them, but they're still around.
It is.
Absolutely. Times are changing, though. They are changing. Half the show still to go. NFL playoffs championship Sunday. Got our thoughts on the matchups next on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.